Welcome. This is Robin Hoffman, and you've seen me on America's Psychic Challenge. And I'm here the first, third, and fifth Monday at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on BBS Radio. And Monday through Friday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, you can reach me on Blog Talk Radio /free-psychic-reading. And you can call me there for a sample reading or for, you know, validation or testimonial. That would be great to hear you on those future shows, too. So I'm here today to take your calls, pick up the phone, call in. And all I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from. And we're going to go to Candy calling in from Arizona. Welcome to the show, Candy.
Hey, Robin, this is Candy, April 21 in Arizona.
Okay, great. And you sound very familiar. Have we spoken before?
No.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad you called today. Okay. Well, the first thing I pick up is that there seems to be somebody that you're thinking about. I feel that that you are going to spend time together, but I see obstacles right now. So, are you involved with somebody at a distance, like a long distance situation?
No.
Okay. Are you in touch with anybody that's far away from you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm picking up. So, if it's not happening now, it's most likely that it is going to happen in the future. I do feel somebody's thinking of you. I do feel somebody is going to reach out to you. I do feel like you are going to be hearing from someone from your past that's definitely attracted to you. And I feel that this person has gone through a divorce or is going through a divorce, and I do feel that that there is a reconnection. I also feel, Candy, that you've been under a lot of stress, and I'm getting medical. So are you getting over a flu or anything like that?
No.
Okay, well, once again, you know, I would recommend that you take your vitamins and look out for anything to do with ears, nose, and throat. But I am sensing that there seems to be some medical coming up, and I actually
made an appointment with an ear, eyes, and throat doctor today.
Okay, wonderful. I really feel like they're going to help you, and that's a good direction to go in. Now, I also feel like you're making decisions around your environment, so this could mean that you're either moving or that you are changing jobs. So, anything like that sound familiar, Candy?
No, hopefully I'm not moving hopefully I'm not moving. I mean, I signed a lease, so I'm here until the end of December.
Okay, so it might be movement with work, but I see transformation. I see, a better situation ahead of you. It feels like it's going to happen quickly, which to me is like in the next couple months. But I do feel movement around environment, and I see you making a decision. So it's possible that they could be giving you an offer. So I am sensing that there's more money and empowerment coming up for you, Candy.
Well, I might be getting some money this Friday, Thursday or Friday, but I'm not sure whether I'm getting it.
What is it coming from, an attorney, or is it coming from a legal situation?
No, it's not coming from that. It's coming from a raffle ticket that I bought, and someone could win $275,000 cash, or somebody could win $10,000 cash, or $5,000. And there's over, I don't know, there's probably like, you have a 1 in 50% chance of winning it. They put this, they've been putting this on for 20 years now. It's from the Tucson Museum of Art.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm feeling, I keep getting that money's coming through for you, but I also feel like you have to make a decision. So my sense is that it's most likely another opportunity of a job, most likely. And to tell you the truth, Candy, I hope you win the money, and I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not seeing that in the cards. I'm seeing that there seems to be a raise or an increase of money coming through your work. And if once again, I am feeling in the next 2 months.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We're going to move on to Lisa calling in from California. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi there. Thank you. I feel
sure.
Like you're picking up on some of my energy, too, because I just moved recently.
Oh, you did? And when is your birthday?
I'm sorry, it's 2/28/71.
Oh, I'm the 21st, so we're a week apart.
Oh. Happy belated birthday.
you too. Yeah. And Lisa, you know, I do feel what I get is that there's happiness coming up with a relationship, and I am picking up that you are going to be involved with somebody tall, dark, and handsome that has money, and that there is a future proposal coming through. So I do feel like you are headed in a new direction. Are you seeing someone now?
No one at all.
Okay. So,
no one at all.
Yeah, I keep getting the number 5, so hopefully it's not 5 months from now, and hopefully it's May time period, but I am getting the number 5 around timing. And I feel like he's either an attorney or he's a salesman, or he seems to use his words to make money. And I do see a soulmate connection. So it does feel that your lives are pretty parallel, or that there's some strong similarities.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, Lisa, I'm picking up a daughter. Do you have a daughter?
I don't have any kids yet, but I have been watching my friend's daughter for the past few months now. I've been babysitting.
Oh, okay, because there's a really strong connection between the two of you, and I do feel like she does look at you as a mother figure, and it does. Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of love there, and I do feel like she's going to be long-lasting in your life. So it just really feels like you are developing some long-lasting relationships with her and some bonds.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to have a daughter soon? I just want to ask that.
How old are you? Because I got 36. How old are you again?
I'm 40.
40. Well, my feeling is that, you know, when I asked if you had a daughter, you said no. I felt like the man that I was describing that's coming into your life will probably be the one that has a daughter that you will be a mother to. So I have a feeling that there's a child coming into your life that you are going to mother. But I'm not picking up pregnancy. It doesn't mean that it's not so, but I'm not actually seeing pregnancy. I'm seeing motherhood for you. So it's most likely that that this daughter is going to come through a relationship.
Interesting. Got you. Now, do you mind if I ask a specific question?
Sure.
Okay. Because as I said, I just moved and I'm in a transition because I'm only staying at someone's house. I've been searching all day and all weekend for a new place. You see this happening for me soon because I only have a certain amount of money available to me, and my concern is being able to sustain living in a new place.
Yeah, I see a new home, and I do feel a better situation is coming up for you. I still feel like it's most likely at the end of the month that you're going to find the ideal situation, so I still feel like a couple more weeks of living with a friend, but it does feel like the first of the month that you are going to be moving into a place. And I do feel like that you're going to get money off of the rent. So it does feel like you're going to find a place and talk to the owner. I feel like the owner is going to either give you a deal for 6 months and drop the rent for a time period, cover the utilities, or make some sort of allowance for you. But it feels like you are going to be walking into a good deal.
Oh, good. Thank you. It just gives me a little bit of peace of mind.
Yeah, but yeah, and I do feel like it's at the end of the month. So I'd like to hear back on that, Lisa.
I'm going to tell you. I'll call you and let you know.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, we are on BBS Radio. We're taking your calls live, so pick up the phone, call in. All I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from. And if you have any questions, please do offer those up at the beginning, or I'll just go into a general reading and I'll tell you what I see. And once again, if it doesn't sound familiar, it sounds like far-fetched, you know, I am getting like strong impressions, and it does seem that people do call me back in the long run and do say that, you know, I was accurate, but at the time it didn't sound accurate. So that happens quite often. So, and also another thing too, even on an earlier call that we had today, that I kept insisting with this woman about a situation. She said, no, no, no. And then it took her a minute or two, and then she said that what I was talking about was going on in her life and was happening. So sometimes we have a little bit of a delayed reaction, and I think it's maybe because the information is so close to us or it's coming so quickly, but I have found that, you know, sometimes people say no, and then they're like, wait a minute, you are right about that, you know. So, and usually I'm pretty persistent, like I'll go over and over, and I say, well, this is what I see, and then somebody will say, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it that way, but yes, that's exactly what you're talking about is going on in my life. So that happens a lot with readings too. So I'm really excited about BBS Radio. I think this is my third show. I'm planning on being on every other Monday, the first, third, and the fifth Monday at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I'm here to do free readings for you. So pick up the phone and call in. If you'd like to watch me, I'm currently webcasting this video on Ustream. And you can catch that at my website at www.callpsychic.com. And you want to go to the webcam page. And if you click onto the video, then you can actually watch me conduct my radio shows with you. And I think that BBS actually has the window up on their website, too, so that you can actually watch and call at the same time. So, once again, give me a call. And I will do a reading for you, and we will start with your name, date of birth, and where you're calling from. And like I said, if you have any questions, do volunteer those up at the beginning, so that you know, it does, you know, if it's a relationship or if it's career or if it's family, you know, the reading could, you know, be interpreted for that situation. So that's kind of why I do like some general idea of what you like me to focus in on, so that I can really tune into that and really do a really good job making things clear to you. So the number here is 888-815-9756. Please pick up the phone, call me. I'm Robin Zodiac Hoffman. I like to use my real name, Robin Hoffman, because I'm a real person. Robin Zodiac came with a TV show and a radio show that I had been doing. I actually did public access for over 20 years, and I have lots and lots of TV show experience. And through that, I was asked to do CRN, which is a national radio show, which I did for 11 years. And now we're trying out BBS Radio. And the number here at BBS is 888-815-9756. So please pick up the phone, call in, and we'll do a psychic reading for you. So, also, you can check me out on the web. I've got quite a few different websites for different purposes. Callpsychic.com, I've written an ebook, which I'm selling for $5 and upload. And it's called Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal. And I really do recommend it for people that are either wanting a relationship or in a relationship wanting marriage or in a relationship wanting a better relationship. What I've done is that there's like timelines and there's chain of events and there's things that come up, you know, during the first year of a relationship. And so basically it's an advice column. It's about, you know, 40 pages in book form. So it's not very long, but you know, I basically talk about how to handle, you know, the situation when things arise. And I also predict that things arise at certain periods of time in your relationship, that there are patterns and that there are things to expect that you can turn around and you know, create a better situation and kind of smooth things over when you get to those bumps in the road. So I definitely recommend reading my ebook, and that's at www.callpsychic.com. Also, I have a fantastic website for those that are into astrology, runes, I Ching, and that website is readingsforyou.com, and it's readings, the number four, letter U.com. And during my Blog Talk Radio shows, I'll type in someone's name, date of birth, and the time they're born. And from their chart, a lot of times I can see what they're going through, what kind of jobs they're in, how they operate in relationships. So I'm really good at being able to look at a chart and being able to translate it through just my experience and knowledge on astrology. I don't read from a book, and I'm pretty in tune with astrology because I've been reading astrology since I started reading. It's the only real interest that I had while reading as a kid, and I've read many, many, many books on it. I don't claim to be an astrologer, but I am very informative about, you know, zodiac signs and placements in the chart and how to describe a person's personality or, you know, situations or how they operate, once again, not only with work but in relationships. Just looking at their chart at first glance, I can usually pick up on a lot on, you know, even their interests and what's going on in their life. So if you'd like me to read your chart, pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756. And like I said, all I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from. So anyway, please do give me a call. And once again, the number is 888-815-9756. And I've gone through a lot of transformation in the last few weeks. My beautiful, incredible stepmother has passed away. She's gone to meet her Lord and Savior in heaven, and we miss her much. It's been, you know, very difficult for my father, and so I send lots of love and light out to him, knowing that, you know, he will eventually realize that he will be reunited with her when it's his time, and that there still is a strong spiritual connection. And even though she's not in the physical form, she is with him and she's still with us in spirit. So once again, we have a caller on the line, so we're going to go to Doug calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure. And your birthday?
My birthday is May 24th, 1944.
Okay. Oh, wow, you sound much younger. Yeah.
Well, I'm only old on the outside.
Oh, no, you're still young. Yes, you're still young. What are you, 66? That's still young.
I'm 66.
Yes, and you're very intuitive. And, you know, the first thing I got around you, Doug, are you in the science world? Do you work in the medical or in computer science? Anything to do with science?
Actually, not specifically, other than using the computer.
Okay.
I did teach in public health and human services.
Okay, great. And I feel like you have a lot of athletic experience, too. So did you play sports also?
No, I wasn't involved in sports.
Okay, because I feel like you're very active and you seem to have a lot of energy. So It does feel like you have a high enthusiasm, and that it seems, Doug, that you get a lot of people excited around you, that you're really a good person to, get things going, starting projects and things like that. I really feel that you have a lot of enthusiasm and passion, and I feel like that kind of exudes onto other people. I am seeing a trip. I feel that somebody's coming to visit you, so it feels like family. And also, do you have a daughter, Doug?
No, I do not.
Do you have a son?
No.
You have no children?
I have never been married.
Okay, so, I feel that there's a soulmate connection. I am getting legal contracts in regards to romance, and I'm feeling that this new woman that's coming in possibly has three children. I definitely felt a son and a daughter. So I am picking up that there's a woman that I feel is entering your life, once again, that's a mother of three children. So I do feel like there's a relationship coming up for you. And once again, I know you said that you've done health and teaching, but I keep getting medical around you, so I'm wondering maybe this new woman that's coming into your life has something to do with the medical industry. So it could be that it's an influence that's coming into your life. So, and I feel like that's going to happen pretty quickly. Now, also, Doug, I pick up a younger brother. Do you have a younger brother?
I have an older brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're the younger, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because with your older brother, I see good fortune and I see stability and I see success. Would this be how you describe him, Doug?
Yes, I would.
And I feel like there's a real close connection between the two of you. But I also feel that he lives in a different state. Is that right?
Yes, he does.
In Connecticut?
No, he lives in Tennessee.
Where's that?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. I'm sorry, my dog's barking. I apologize. Yeah, yeah. I do see a lot of success around him. And I do feel like the two of you are going to communicate more regularly. So it feels that your relationship is going to get a lot closer. And I feel like, maybe that's who is coming to visit you this summer. But I feel somebody is traveling to see you this summer.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, great, Doug. Thanks for the call.
I'm wondering if...
Sure.
If you'd see me relocating to another state.
Yeah, I felt so. I did get California or Connecticut, but I felt like it was most likely west. So have you decided where you're going to go?
No, I haven't for sure. I did spend a little time in March in Sedona, Arizona.
Right.
And I'm looking at possibly relocating there for at least a part of the year.
I think that's great. I feel like you're going towards warm weather.
Yeah.
And Sedona is an incredible spiritually, enriched place to spend your time. And I think that's great. So it really feels, Doug, that you are trying to, gain strength with your psychic ability and move forward with that.
Great. Good.
Yeah, but I also feel like you're a healer, too. And maybe that's why I kept getting the medical for you, because initially I thought you were a doctor or, worked in the medical or in the computer science. But I do feel like you have a strong healing quality about you.
I have always felt as though I was a healer, but... I've never really felt very strongly about knowing what I'm doing. So I have been studying some quantum healing lately.
Wonderful.
And I do find that there's probably more in the future with that for me.
Yeah, I really feel so. I get that you're going to generate income in another business. So, and I feel it has a lot to do with your healing and gift. And I do feel like you are going to be going in a new direction.
Well, that sounds good.
Great. Thanks for the call, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, people, we still have time in the show. We've got another 30 minutes to go, and the number is 888-815-9756. Pick up the phone, call me. This is Robin Zodiac. You may have seen me on America's Psychic Challenge. And once again, like I said, I've done over 7 years of a national radio show. So, you know, I have been out there, and I really do offer up my services to you because I know that there's people out there that really do desire psychic reading. So now's your time and opportunity to give me a call. And the number's 888-815-9756. And like I said, all I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from, and we'll go from there. So, you know, once again, you know, if things don't sound familiar, give it some time. And then I feel like if you look back, then it'll start to make sense with the readings all about. And so pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756 and give me your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from. So also I've mentioned my ebook, Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal, and that's at callpsychic.com. Also I have a 24-hour webcam. So if you're a member of my website, you get to watch me at home in my office doing my regular routine, and also you get ESP tests and biocompatibility tests, and once again my ebook, which I feel is very worth reading, because after being a psychic reader for more than 20 years, you start to see patterns and you start to see the same thing happening in relationships. And I think, you know, being able to tune in to how long a person's been involved goes accordingly to my invisible timeline that I basically have written in regards to relationships. And it's most likely when I pick up on how long a person's been in a relationship and it's accurate, I feel that what I've done is I've translated it and I've put it into a book where everybody can at least predict for themselves what is going to happen at a certain period in your relationship. Because we all pretty much have the same similar patterns when it comes to the first year of a relationship. So pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756. And I'm Robin Zodiac, Robin Hoffman. And A Birdie Told Me So is the name of our show. And I like the name. I want everybody to remember my name, Robin. So I thought that that was a really good title to keep people remembering my name and able to contact me for a private consultation or right now, even on the air. So we have another caller. We're going to go to AJ calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the show, AJ.
Hi, Robin. I've called before, but I never got, like, a general spread from you. So I was just going to call for a general reading, if that's possible.
Sure. And your birthday?
It's 12/6/56. Time of birth is 4:19 p.m.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania.
And where were you born?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. So you're an East Coast baby. Okay. Now, it'll take me a minute to look up your chart, so if you don't mind, I'm going to read the cards for you, AJ.
No problem.
Then we'll switch to the chart and see what the chart has to say. So, the first thing I really pick up, AJ, is that you're really smart and that you don't miss a trick and that you have a memory of an elephant. So, that's the thing is that I get that you're very bright and very observant. I also feel that you're very truthful. And it seems that people have let you down or disappointed you recently.
I can be truthful to a fault, and they don't like that sometimes.
Yeah. I'm also feeling government. So do you work in the medical world, or do you have any government ties in regards to your job?
No, my mother used to. She was a nurse at the time, but no, I was never in the medical field, no.
Okay. I am getting good fortune, and I am getting money around you, AJ. And usually when I see this, it's thousands of dollars seem to be coming in. And I do feel like you are going to be in a better situation financially. So I really feel like it's pretty close, pretty soon. So I would say like in the next 7-8 weeks, it seems
that's
peace of mind coming with money.
I was thinking maybe it was being blocked because we're in, what, that retrograde for a change?
Yeah, we're in retrograde until the next weekend, so...
Wow.
It really affects us, yeah. Lots of setbacks and such. Now, AJ, you mentioned your mother. Has she passed over?
Yeah, about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm.
And do you also have a brother?
No, it's just me. I was the only child.
Oh, okay. Because maybe it's a male cousin, but I am getting a male family member being close to you. So do you have any male cousins or any male relatives that are close to your age?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, once again, then this could be somebody coming into your life that I feel is going to be part of your family or really embrace you as family, but I am sensing that there's someone that is coming into your life that you are going to spend a great deal of time with, and I do feel like there seems to be a kindled spirit. So, once again, it's somebody that you feel familiar with, that you're comfortable with. So I am sensing that, you know, once again, you could be creating your own family with this new introduction. And I do feel like you are going to find love and happiness, and it does feel like it's going to happen this summer. So, you know, I feel like it's somebody you haven't met as of yet, AJ. I really feel like it's somebody new, but it just seems like you have that familiar feeling, like you know them before, or they remind you of someone. That kind of feeling is what I feel is going to happen or present itself with this new individual.
All right. So I'm happy on the financial front that I'll get better. And I know you had told me before I was going to have a move, too. So this should be a better year, thankfully.
Much better year. And, AJ, it has been a while since you've been in a relationship, right? Many years?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's about to change for you. You are going to meet somebody that I feel you're going to really desire and be very much attracted to, and he is to you. So I feel like there's a proposal. I do feel like, you know, he's dark and handsome, and that he's very mellow, very soft-spoken. He is divorced, so it seems like he's been married before. And I feel like he has... at least a son. It does feel like he's a father from a previous relationship, but I do feel that there is someone significant coming in for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Robin. That sounds like 2011 is a much better year then. Thanks
much
a lot.
It will be, and it's only going to get even better for you.
Good. All right. One last thing. I'm going to, unfortunately, but it's something that has to be done. I'm going to have to file for bankruptcy. Do you see that being successful, possibly? Do you feel that'll be successful?
Yeah, I see the change as being a positive one, and I get new beginnings. But it says that you're sure worried about it.
Yeah, I just wanted to be over with. It's just dragging.
Yeah.
So I can't understand. I have to be patient. I have to learn how to be patient. So... yeah, thanks so much, then.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Boy, we have quite a few people calling in from Arizona. We'd like to welcome Suzanne to the show. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. And your birthday?
It's April 25th.
Okay, great. So it'll just take me a minute to shuffle up. And happy birthday. It's coming up.
Oh, thank
it's,
you.
What, Sunday? Yeah?
Pardon?
Is it Easter this year? Is it on Sunday?
No.
Your
no,
birthday?
It, yeah.
Wow, that's great. You know, it's so strange that Easter keeps getting back later and later. Have you noticed? It seems like it's going to be in May pretty soon if we keep setting it back so much. Doesn't it? Wasn't it usually earlier in the year? Now, what is it? It seems to be at the end of the month. Okay.
Yeah, it used to be, yeah.
Yeah, but, well, your birthday is a special birthday this year. Now, the first thing I pick up, Suzanne, is that are you losing weight? Are you on a diet?
No, I want to lose some weight, but I'm stressing out because of my finances.
Okay, because I do see you losing weight, so I do feel like you are going to be taking some weight off and feeling better about yourself. That's the first thing that I see.
Good.
It says that you are going to be making some decisions, and I do feel like there seems to be a lot of moves happening in your life. So it feels like you could be rearranging your living situation and your work situation. With work, I felt like you might move to a new office but stay at the same job, but I feel like there's movement. And with home, I am picking up a new home. So are you doing anything like that?
No.
Yeah, because I pick up a new home.
I don't plan to move unless you don't see me having money to pay my rent, and then I'd get evicted.
No, it doesn't feel that way. It feels like it's real estate. So, you know, once again, I feel it's a better situation where you're going to be buying and moving into something that you own. And it does feel like it's going to happen this year. So my feeling is that...
I'm sorry, it's going to happen when?
This year.
Okay.
But, yeah, I feel like you're going to be very stable financially. I know you said that you're worried about it and stressed out about it. But I feel like you're going to be okay when it comes to money. I see celebration. I see comfort. And I do feel that this is going to be a good year for you. I also pick up a government again. So do you work anything to do with the government for the city or the state? Anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Well, I'm not sure exactly why I'm picking up government within your environment, but once again, it could be unforeseen, but it does feel like there's another opportunity coming up. That's a better one. I also feel, Suzanne, that there's a proposal this summer. So you are seeing someone now?
No.
Okay, well, I feel like that's about to change because I get a younger man, and I get a proposal, and I get it this summer. So
really?
It feels like you're going to meet somebody this summer that's pretty serious about you. Yeah. So, and I have a feeling like he's going to come on really strong and really quickly and mention that that's what he wants. And, you know, and it feels like it might happen really quickly that somebody puts it out there that they, you know, want this for themselves and they want it with you. And so I really feel like you might get caught up in some passion in a really strong relationship.
Wow. Well, I have a client that actually got divorced, I think officially in December. And we talked back and forth because of the business that we do. But I actually met him 5 years ago, but I haven't seen him since. So I don't know whether he'd be, if I give you his first name, can you tell whether he might be interested in me?
Sure.
Walter.
Yeah, the first thing I get, Suzanne, is that there's a soulmate connection and that he's definitely is over his relationship. So it doesn't feel like he's going to reconnect with her or make any indecisive decisions. I think that he's already decided it's over and he's moving forward. I get that Walter sees you as a soulmate in a sense that he thinks about you a lot and he can't get you out of his mind. And that it feels like that this could be the man that I feel is going to move in on you really quickly. Because I really feel like in the next 2 months, I keep getting the number 8. So it feels like it's 2 months. It could be August. But it says that there's happiness and that there is romance coming up with Walter.
But he's like 19 years younger than me.
Oh, well, you know, I think that age is just a number. And it feels like, you know, I keep getting love, sex, pleasure, happiness, psychic connection, you know, healthy relationships. So, yeah, I keep getting...
Should I suggest to him that we might go out, or should I just keep waiting for him to ask whether he wants to go out with me?
Well, you know, I even in my ebook, I think it's appropriate for a woman to extend the invitation. I think that it's okay to put it out there. You know, let's do this sometime, and if he says that sounds great, then try to pin down a date and, you know, stick to it. So I feel like it's probably a good idea, because I feel like Walter already has you in his heart and his mind. So I think that he would be flattered and more enthusiastic to go than not. So, yes.
But if he was interested in me, how come he's never called me up and asked me out then?
Well, it does feel like he's a little bit of a recluse. I do feel like he does seem to spend a lot of time to himself. And he has been married and divorced, right? That he's gone through that?
Right. He was married for about 22 years, and his wife was like 12 years older than him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The reason they got divorced was she got into drugs.
Oh, no.
He rehab three different times, and each time she got out, and each time she went back to drugs, so he finally said, it's never going to work, because he said, when I talked to him last week, I really didn't want to get divorced, I did all this, and then one day she just moved out, she goes, I can't live with you anymore, because she didn't want to go to drug rehab anymore.
Right.
So that was it, and they fought in the courts for a year and a half, because he's a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
And so he's sort of like depressed, because she took like 70% of his money, and he kept his business, but he had to give her like over $2 million cash.
Wow. Well,
and he told me that he went out with a former playmate, which I'm not a playmate.
but I do feel that you're a very beautiful, sexy woman, that he's attracted to you. I think he's attracted to your mind. I think that he really finds you to be very smart and stimulating, and that, you know, the attraction that he has for you seems to be pretty consistent. So I feel like this could turn into something really significant. So I'd like to know back on that.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on to Cynthia calling in from South Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, and your birthday, Cynthia?
Is 6578.
Okay, great. So you're a Gemini. And,
yes.
Yes. And you like your freedom, you like to travel, you like different cultures. And
I do.
I do feel like also you have a thirst for knowledge. You come across very intelligent and very well read. So do you read a lot, Cynthia?
I do. I'm sorry, you're mispronouncing my name. It's Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia. Okay,
yes.
Cynthia. I the first thing I pick up is that there seems to be a trip or travel. So are you going somewhere that you know of?
I plan on it.
Okay, great. And it is in an airplane, right? It's in an airplane going away?
Yeah, actually. I just found an airline that offers really cheap tickets to where I need to go.
Great. And you're going in May? You're going in 5 weeks, May?
No, hadn't planned on going anywhere in May. More around July.
Oh, July, because I keep getting the number 5 around travel, so you could be traveling again. Here we are, April, in 5 months, that would lead us into September, so there could be another trip coming up for you, and I do feel that's in an airplane, and I do feel like you are probably going to be traveling with someone, so I feel like there's another trip happening for you this year.
Okay.
And now when it comes to relationship, I do feel like there's a fair complected man coming in that I feel is going to have a strong connection with you. So are you seeing someone now?
Supposedly, yes.
And is he fair in complexion? Is he fairer than you?
He's dark skinned.
Okay. Is he a Gemini or Aquarius or Libra? Is he an air sign?
He's a Libra.
Okay, then it's most likely what I'm picking up is his sun sign and not necessarily his complexion. I feel like he's very smart, and it feels like I keep getting a soulmate connection that, once again, he feels really comfortable with you. He feels that he's known you before. There's a real strong comfort there. I feel a little bit that you like your freedom, and it seems like you're a little aloof with this relationship. Would you say that, Cynthia?
Yes and no. I'm only aloof because I'm not trying to put too much into it, because I think I've already sacrificed a lot.
Right. But I feel like your relationship's going to be pretty consistent, and I keep getting 3 years. Have you been involved for about that long?
No.
So it's been like more like 3 months?
No, I'm sorry. Could you hold? That's my other line, and they keep calling back. Could I put you on hold?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment. Sorry.
Okay. We only have like 10 more minutes in the show. So once again, pick up the phone, call me. This is Robin Hoffman, also known as Robin Zodiac. And the number is here. I just need to find it. Okay, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Give me a call. And once again, I'll be here the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on BBS. Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I'm on Ask One Radio. And then Monday through Friday between 12 and 12:30 weekdays, you can reach me on Blog Talk Radio. So, once again, my services are here for you to utilize during those time periods. And once again, it's an audience-supported show, so pick up the phone and call, make an appointment, and schedule for a psychic reading with me at 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0, and I'm at extension 701. And I also am Ustreaming our shows. So you can check it out on Facebook. You can always become a Facebook friend of mine. It's Robin Fenstad Hoffman. And you can find that on my website, which is at robinzodiac.com. That's R-O-B-I-N-Z-O-D-I-A-C. And you can go to the blog page and check out all my blogs and follow me on Twitter and be a friend to me on Facebook. I love Facebook. After we do these shows, they're posted on my wall. So if you're a friend of mine, you can watch pretty much a daily show. Like I said, on the weekends, I'm not doing the shows. But during the week, I pretty much do, you know, a show every day. And on Mondays and Thursdays, especially on Mondays every other week, which on BBS, I do 2 shows. So keep that in mind, and it would be great to connect with you in other places. On Twitter, if you go to twitter.com/RobinZodiac1word, you can follow me on Twitter, and I tweet about 3 to 5 times a day. Pretty much when I'm inspired, I usually do it first thing in the morning. What's on my mind? What's my plans? What's going on? And so that's the best time to check in with me. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, we have Sinitha back on the phone. Welcome back into the show.
I apologize. I'm so sorry. Thank you for being so patient with me.
Sure. Now, did you have a specific question for me?
Well, actually, your reading so far has been, I guess, accurate. He's a Libra. We haven't been together. We've been together for like I guess it's about 15 to 16 months.
I'm sorry. Now, did you say that something about the 15th?
Well, we've been together, I think it's been about 15 months, February, March, April.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been 15 months.
Okay. And this is the Libra, right?
Yes.
I really feel that he has an abundance amount of love and appreciation for you. I feel like he holds his feelings back, so I would say that he hasn't told you yet on his plans or his intentions, but I feel like you're moving in that direction. I do feel that your relationship is going to be consistent for another year, and I also feel that the two of you are going to move in together in the next year, and I also pick up motherhood for you, so it does feel like that's what you desire, too. Is that about right?
Yeah. I've been toying with the idea. I said this is going to be my last year. If I don't have another baby this year, then I'm not going to, you know.
And you have two now? You have two or three?
I have three.
Okay, so the fourth one's coming. And now, do you have two boys and a girl?
I do.
I feel like you're going to have another girl. I really feel like you're going to have an even square.
I don't want a girl.
Well, that's what I see. And I see an Aquarius. So, you know, maybe it's next year. It could be. If you get pregnant in June, you can have an Aquarius child. So, you know, maybe it's going to happen soon. But, I do feel like there's an air sign child coming through. I keep getting, like, fair complexion. Are you lighter skin than your boyfriend?
I'm a few shades lighter than he is, yeah.
Because I feel like your baby will be, too. I feel like that she'll take a lot, like, after you. I get a strong resemblance for your future child with him. So, So, thank you so much for the call tonight.
Thank you. You've been great.
It was a pleasure. Have a great evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Once again, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening. Excuse me. Live radio. We have the dog barking and the sneezing and the phones ringing and all these interferences, but it's still a wonderful show. It's great to connect with you. And once again, I'll be back on in the next 2 weeks. So remember, God bless you. Bye.